Hello, everyone. This is Allison Kingsland, and welcome back to the third episode of the Free Your Mind podcast, a podcast geared towards helping you overcome negative self-doubt. I am Allison Kingsland, the creator of the Free Fuel Your Body, Free Your Mind Facebook community and host of www.allisonkingsland.com. Thanks so much for being here. I know it's been a bit of a hiatus, so let's dive right in. Tonight, I want to talk about vulnerability. And vulnerability is a very personal topic for me, not just because of the topic itself, but because I used to think that I was really, really good at being vulnerable. And so vulnerability kind of has this way of connecting people. When you have a vulnerability with a good intention, like a really strong intention behind it, you can make a lot of really strong connections with other people. But then it has these two ugly sides to it. For people who are hesitant to be vulnerable, sometimes they put up this armor around them and it keeps them from making those real authentic connections with others. And then they don't understand why maybe they can't hold on to a relationship or hold down a job or other things as they continue growing personally and professionally. And then the other aspect of it is vulnerability almost as a weapon, where, and this is what I was guilty of, vulnerability as a way of putting out our spikes and keeping, and maybe if we, you know, put ourselves out there and open up all of the wounds and show everyone every aspect of our imperfections, then we'll protect ourselves from being hurt by others. And both kinds of vulnerability that are negative are toxic only because it keeps people from really making these authentic connections with others. So number one, the vulnerability as armor is kind of the more talked about version of vulnerability, because a lot of we think of people who have a hard time opening up and have a hard time really showing people their true authentic self, or maybe they don't have a lot to say, or they feel like if they do open up, then that'll make them feel weak or be perceived as weak. And when they want to be perceived as strong and like strong leaders or as tough. And so when we put up our armor around ourselves and we don't show vulnerability, a lot of times we're missing out on some really great connections with people. Because like I was saying earlier, vulnerability plus a strong intention behind it can lead us to some really great connections with others. And it's so incredibly important to be able to make these connections, because as human beings, making these emotional connections with other people is what really helps us grow as individuals. And I know a lot of times we're very hesitant when it comes to making connections with others because we really just don't want to be hurt. That's our inner critic telling us that we don't want to get hurt. We don't want to open ourselves up, because when we show vulnerability in that armor that we put up on a daily basis, then that means that someone's going to take advantage of us and try to hurt us. And we don't want that. We don't want to be hurt. The brain, the ego of our brain, the what we think is the logical brain, but is actually the protective ancient brain that protects us from, you know, imminent danger, is constantly telling us, you know, to protect ourselves and not to open up too much and to be careful who we open up to. When really, if we're living our most authentic and honest and vulnerable life, then we are able to figure out the right people to make those connections with and how much of our lives we want to divulge and what aspects of our life we want to share. And then, of course, when you find the right person, whether it's a really good friend or a lover or a spouse or maybe a family member that you're really close to, you're able to share a very large part of yourself and your life with that person just because you've had this connection through your shared vulnerability. The second aspect is what I'm really going to dive into tonight, because I think it's a little less talked about. Because when we think of vulnerability, we think of sharing, you know, our thoughts and our feelings and aspects of our life, you know, maybe old traumas or things that caused us pain, so that others can feel uplifted and feel connected and feel like they aren't alone in all of this. And this is the part of the vulnerability that I was guilty of. And there's nothing wrong with this. You know, when we make mistakes, the goal is to recognize what we're doing and not necessarily shame ourselves for it, but just to grow from it. And so I'm going to share this a little bit more because this is something that really hits close to home for me. I had this habit of oversharing. I had this habit even on social media long before I ran a business on social media, long before I started like trying to accumulate followers and likes and all that kind of stuff. I had this habit of just thinking that people wanted to know what I wanted to say. And then that if people didn't like what I wanted to hear, then they could just, you know, block or leave me or just maybe even say something, you know, because of course, you know, if I wanted to be honest, then people should be honest with me back, right? Because honesty is so important. Well, the problem is whether I was on social media or it was in real life, I shared so much of how I felt that it intimidated people. You know, I know that particularly with my husband, you know, I would wonder why I had so many things to think about and talk about, all the feelings that I was going through and how little he would share because that just wasn't part of his personality. He wasn't a big talker like I am. And I couldn't understand why he didn't want to talk as much about his feelings as I did. And maybe if I just coaxed him enough, maybe he would. Or maybe if I shared enough, then maybe he would. And that's kind of unfair, right? Like the whole time I was sharing all of these vulnerabilities and these feelings, I felt like it was so one-sided. But on the other hand, I was sharing my vulnerabilities with the intention of getting something out of it. And then when we expect to get something out of what we are doing in terms of these relationships that we're building, it's really important to remember that just because we share doesn't mean that others need to share too. And what I found as I went through my own personal growth and development, one of my favorite authors, Brené Brown, she's a shame researcher. She researches how shame impacts relationships, impacts people's mental and emotional well-being, and how it relates to vulnerability and connection. And it's so important because one thing that she mentioned was that vulnerability can also be used as a weapon. It can be used as, you know, instead of putting up an armor to protect ourselves, we put up spikes. You know, we want to put up this front that we're really tough and that we're really, but that we're also really vulnerable. And that maybe if we share every aspect of our life, then, and we open up all this pain and these wounds that we have inside of us, then we will be immune to other people hurting us, which is totally untrue because I have had my share of pain and heartache throughout my life. And that was, you know, on top of me feeling the need to share every aspect of it. And so I guess I want people to understand that just because you're being vulnerable doesn't mean that that's going to open you up to connection. Being vulnerable has to be intentional. It has to be with the intent of, I am truly sharing a part of myself that I want to use to relate to what you're going through. I want to share a part of myself to give others permission to feel this pain and realize that they are not alone. And it's so, so critical to our survival that we make these connections with other people, that we understand that just because we want a connection does not mean we deserve to have that connection. And so I guess in conclusion, if you're going to be vulnerable with other people, realize that yes, you will be open to pain and to suffering. Yes, you will be open to bad experiences, just like everybody else. But just because you open up does not mean you're more likely to be hurt or less likely to be hurt. And so my suggestions for when you're being vulnerable is to think of the person that you're speaking to. Think of, you know, the reason why you want to share what you want to share and be very specific about what you're sharing. Don't just share for the sake of wanting that connection. Share because you want that person to know that they are not alone. That's the whole point of being vulnerable, is to help people feel more connected, feel less isolated, feel like they are worthy of love and connection just by being next to you, just by existing, because really it's a human right to feel loved and connected. And we can feel that with others, but it should always start within us. And so when we share our vulnerability, we want to make sure that we're sharing it because we want to, not just because we want to feel that connection from someone else, but because we want to give them permission to feel worthy and loved. And secondly, we don't want to share experiences that aren't, I don't want to say aren't relevant, because we don't want to worry about what we're sharing so much, but we do want to be intentional with the things that we share with others. You know, if you have just met someone, you're not going to tell them your entire life story along with all the nitty-gritty details of all the traumas that have happened to you, right? You got to ease people into it. You have to learn to read the situation. And even if you misread it, like, let's say you do overshare. Let's say you do, you know, say something to someone that maybe was a little more than they were expecting. You know, part of being vulnerable is realizing that we're not going to be perfect at all this, that we're not going to always share the right thing at the right time, that we're not always going to say everything right. The people who truly want to be in our lives will forgive us for our faults and for our imperfections. And so say you do overshare, because I've done plenty of oversharing in my lifetime. Just own up to it. Just say, hey, I hope I didn't make you feel too uncomfortable. I really am just kind of nervous about what I'm sharing right now. And I hope that we can still be friends, or I hope that we can still move forward from this, because I didn't mean to hurt you or put you in an uncomfortable situation. A lot of times, if I am not sure or I have misread a situation, I'll just apologize for it. If someone misunderstands or isn't quite sure what I mean, I'll just kind of step back and think about the situation and then just, you know, apologize as needed and try to rebuild that connection with that person and maybe say, well, maybe we'll hit this from a different angle next time. And so it's just all about who you're talking to. Obviously, if you're talking to someone who you've known a long time or you have a very intimate relationship with, whether it's a friendship or a lover or a spouse or a family member that's really trusted, then, you know, you'll be more likely to share something that's a little more vulnerable, a little more deep, maybe even a little more traumatic, and or maybe even a little more deep in terms of love. Like, you know, you're more likely to say I love you to someone that you've known for a while and that you've had these deep conversations with than you are to someone you just met, obviously. And so, last of all, say you do share something vulnerable with someone and they do wind up hurting you. Don't think that it's because you shared. Don't think that it's because of anything that you did. If someone has done something that has been really hurtful to you, it's okay to tell that person that they have done something hurtful to you and not feel like you have to blame yourself for it, right? Give yourself permission to realize that you have no control over how anyone else acts or reacts. Yes, you want to be the best possible person you can be. Yes, you want to make good decisions. Yes, you want to be cognizant of other people's feelings and emotions as much as you can, because we do have influence over others. We can influence them in positive and negative ways when we put intention behind what we do. But at the end of the day, that person is separate from you. They're going to make their own decisions based on the lens through which they have viewed your experiences and their own experiences. So, in conclusion, just remember that being vulnerable is not something you owe to anybody, but it will influence others in a way that can be very, a very, very positive experience for both you and the people you share with, especially when you find the right people to make that connection with. All right, I hope this was a big help. Leave some comments. Find me on Facebook, Allison Kingsland, also at Allison Kingsland on Instagram. Reach out to me through www.allisonkingsland.com. You're welcome to join my free Facebook community, Fuel Your Body, Free Your Mind. And I will talk to you soon, guys. Have a great night.